Now we're going to see if we can head over to Indiana and help Dennis. Dennis, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be on the show.
Well, we certainly hope we can help you with this. I know a lot of times when people, you know, especially during this time of the year where you can't leave the windows and doors open in most areas of the country, that smell can really be a problem when you paint something like that. Tell us what's happening at your house.
Well, you should have told my wife that before she insisted that we do some painting during the middle of the winter.
we don't talk to wives very often in that way. So.
Anyway, here's the issue. We've been doing some inside painting, and the rooms, obviously, that have windows, and when it was warm enough, we could leave them open, the smell dissipated very quickly. I have an interior bathroom, does have an exhaust fan. It is paneled and has what I would call a thin paper-like mural attached to it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to paint over that. That thing is extremely old and dated. So what I did was I sanded it to rough it up, mm-hmm. but then I put an oil-based primer on it that was supposed to be for glossy surfaces. Mm-hmm. So even though I sanded, I wanted to make sure I had something that would adhere to the final coat of latex. Well, after I started with the oil base, I realized that might be a mistake. The smell was just horrific. But anyway, got the primer on it, waited about a day and a half for it to dry, and then put a good coat of latex finish paint on it, but still have a really strong paint smell. It does not have any windows, so what we've been doing, I've been running the exhaust fan a lot. I've taken a few hot showers, thinking maybe the humidity might, help a little bit with it. Yeah. I even sprayed some Febreze into it. of course, there's nothing, no cloth in there for it to adhere to, but right. I sprayed it. Mm-hmm. Have you got any tricks or thoughts on how to get the paint smell to finish so we don't smell it?
Yeah, it can be very frustrating when you have, the VOCs or the volatile organic compounds, a long version of it, outgassing into the room and so forth. And certainly if you had a window, that would be great, because one of the best things is to introduce fresh air into it. I don't think you'll be successful trying to camouflage the smell, because it's just going to require that ventilation. Joe, what about even though they don't have an outside source of air coming right into there, the exhaust fan's a great idea, but I believe just any kind of box fan or anything circulating air in there has got to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could help. Now, Dennis, the smell you're now smelling after painting is still the oil-based smell? It's not the latex paint. You're still smelling the oil base?
So did my oil base, is it just so strong that the latex can't cover it? Because I figured once I got my finish coat on it, covering the oil base, that it would have encapsulated that oil. Obviously not.
Yeah, it wouldn't encapsulate. So you are still smelling the oil-based paint. That's what you're smelling.
Okay.
No, I'm asking a question.
What I've been doing, too, is I thought of the same thing. I have a large box fan that we haven't used for a while.
But right.
I can't bring in air from outside, but it is pulling air from the rest of the
house. I could suggest another thing.
Okay. Yeah,
I could suggest something that I've not tried, but I've heard works. You can put out several large bowls that are filled with 50-50 solution of white vinegar and water, and you leave them in place for as long as necessary. And I guess they're supposed to absorb some of the odors or overpower the odors. I'm not really sure, but that's supposed to work. You could also try, there are two different products. Some are spray products. Some are known as odor absorbers. Like usually some kind of powder. The spray, there's one called Zero Odor, and there's a absorber called Citrus Magic. You can try that. It comes in like a container. You open up the lid, and basically you just leave it out, and it absorbs odors. I suspect over time this is going to have to dissipate completely, but you want to speed that process. So I would try, if the vinegar and water solution doesn't work, I've also heard of water and lemons, fresh lemons. But I would try the vinegar and water, and if that doesn't work, then try one of the sprays or the absorbers. You can get them online anywhere.
Okay, well, it's a It's a suggestion. I'll do anything at this point.
Yeah. And let us know. If one of those techniques work, let us know. Email us back.
I will. The odor, or the zero order odor, and the citrus magic, is that a liquid that you get, or crystals?
Yeah, the zero odor is a spray. It might come in some other form, but I've seen it as a spray. And the citrus magic is some kind of, it's like a powder or crystals. It comes in a container. You just take off the lid and you leave it out. And that's why it's an absorber. It absorbs whatever odors are in the air.
Well, the easy one would be, obviously, the white vinegar. I'll give it a shot.
Sure.
And put a couple of bowls out in there and close the door and see what it does. But
okay. Well, good luck, Dennis.
Well, Joe and Danny, thank you very much. And I really, really enjoy the shows. We have them set to tape every time one comes on. And
great.
Enjoy all the little things that you do that give me little ideas to do something to, other than I don't think you've ever talked about not using an oil base first.
Well, I think you did the right thing on all of that. Why it's not, the smell not dissipating right now, but hopefully some of these suggestions will take care of it. We certainly appreciate you tuning in, listening, and everything else. And hopefully we've been able to help you out on this, Dennis.
Great. I think I'll give it some tries, and thanks for the suggestions, guys.
Okay. Our pleasure. You take care. Thank you.